In the ever-changing world of children's entertainment, Highlights Magazine has stayed a constant. You might have grown up reading it, your grandparents might have grown up reading it, your kids might be reading it right now. Ohio Public Radio's Andy Chow looks at the key to the magazine's success, a formula that mixes fun with learning.
It's reading time for Emily Burkhalter's third grade class at Evening Street Elementary School in Worthington. When it comes time to picking something to read, Highlights Magazine is a popular choice.
I liked how it has, like, articles and it has, like, little word searches.
I like Goofus and Gallant.
I learned about the sea slug.
Yep, the same magazine that was a mainstay in waiting rooms starting in the 50s is still going strong today. Its headquarters is in Columbus, Ohio. Editor-in-Chief Christine French Colley says part of its popularity comes from recurring games and stories.
They're non-negotiable there in each issue. So, for example, we always have a hidden picture in every issue of Highlights. In fact, there's been a hidden picture in every issue of Highlights since June 1946.
The popular visual puzzle that challenges kids to find small pictures inside a larger scene has been in the magazine for nearly 75 years. Since 1948, kids have been enjoying the parables of Goofus and Gallant, with Goofus modeling bad behavior and Gallant modeling good.
Part of its appeal to young children is its lack of ambiguity. It's a little black and white. It's practice for the big, harder moral decisions that are going to come later.
Highlights CEO Kent Johnson's great-grandparents started the company shortly after World War II. He says Highlights, through games and stories, taps into the universal issues kids have always faced.
I think adults believe that everything's changed for kids. You know, we've got devices and it's busy and all of these things. But what we know is kids still have some of the same issues they've had since 1946. How do I get along with my siblings? What happens when I have a falling out with my best friend? Those things are universal. Those things aren't changing.
Ellen Barrett is a family development specialist with the group Family Connections in the Cleveland area. She says kids face all sorts of fast-paced entertainment with video games and movies. But Highlights found a way to slow things down and still capture kids' attention with short articles and puzzles.
Being able to do something, come back to it, see where you left off and where your work was, and then pick up where you left off, I think is a really important part of how Highlights magazine can help with brain development.
Highlights is looking to maintain that vibe while evolving. It even has a podcast. Highlights' Kirsten Reinhart is product testing a mobile app that matches shapes to make an animal. For example, a heart and a triangle make a fish.
But not only are they learning, but there's an interactive element to add those surprise and delight.
Back in Emily Burkhalter's class, students are on a mission to discover more hidden pictures.
I think it might be the paper airplane.
Now, Goofus might think this is boring, but Gallant might see it as a fun way to work as a team. For NPR News, I'm Andy Chow in Columbus.